Dr. Braccio, how are you?
I'm very good.
Appreciate you being with us. Wanted to get your take on the psychological implications for all Americans by the death of 911 mastermind and murderer to thousands of America, Osama bin Laden. Before we talk about the specifics of that, Dr. Braccio, do you remember where you were and what you were doing on 9/11?
I was on a plane with my wife coming back from Miami. I believe we were the last plane into Detroit, if you can imagine that. So I remember that clear as a bell, and in the airport, everything under emergency-type standards, you know, rush, leave the airport, get away. It was really quite frightening because you had no idea what was going to happen. So I will always remember that fateful day. Yes, I will.
For Americans, whether they lost people that they knew, loved ones, or whether they just were Americans watching what was going on, talk about the psychological implications.
Well, you mean at that time or at this time?
At that time and at this time.
Okay, I think at that time it was devastating. It was one of those events you couldn't believe, you couldn't anticipate. And the idea of the Twin Towers, and the Pentagon, these, of course, are symbols of American might at one level, Pentagon, and the industrial and the economic might in terms of the Twin Towers. So it was really going right at the industrial military center, if you will, of the United States, which was just overpowering, overwhelming. And then when bin Laden, when the people that had perpetrated it were not captured, were not caught or anything, obviously at that time, it was a pretty very terrible blow to the American ego. The positive thing, I believe people were united, the world was united, but still, people died, people were upset, people were devastated, and it was really something that hurt the American psyche as a totality, and I think injured every American emotionally.
So, do you think that the death of Osama bin Laden will make us feel better?
I really do. I do myself. I think that he was a symbol, maybe at this point not as powerful, but he represented what happened that day, that many of those thousands of Americans. We see people jumping out of buildings. We just see the chaos, the bravery, the pulling together of people. And with this death, it kind of does put a end to a footnote, okay? Now this is where we now have a statement, he has been caught, he has been killed, he has been, if you will, justice has been fulfilled in kind of a dramatic fashion, which is equally dramatic as those that bombed the Trade Center and the Pentagon. So I think, yeah, I think people do feel good. I know everyone I've talked to feels exuberated, and I believe it's one of those things, too, in this bifurcated, if you will, the political atmosphere where people are either on one side of the line or the other. This is one of those unifying moments that pulls all Americans together, Republican, Democrat, liberal, whatever your history, whatever your background, everyone can say today, you know, I'm an American, and this was a wonderful day for us.
Will this help us, and especially those who lost loved ones in the healing process? Does this put is this the end of that process? Does this help that?
Well, I think it helps. I don't think you ever can get over that a loved one murdered, if you will, killed like that. But it certainly puts some closure when you find the architect, the person who was the cause of the death of a loved one or someone you know and care for, then, yes, this does put some closure. It's part of the healing process, and this has been a long healing process, almost 10 years. So, yes, this is a therapeutic thing for those persons and also for all of us, Tony, because I do believe the people that died that day, like I'm sure the generation of Pearl Harbor, we all identify with them as us. That could have been us as far as that goes.
From all the comments that I heard on the radio yesterday, through the TV, what I read, it was interesting. Most people don't wish for anyone's death, and no one wanted to celebrate death, if you will. But there seems to be an allowance for this situation.
I believe this. He was a person who became radicalized. He used great wealth and power from his family to in an evil way, okay, in a way to be killing, just killing people and preaching hatred. And I believe at that point when that ends, people are satisfied. I do agree people don't celebrate a person dying, but I think in his case, his dying was something that was necessary as part of this whole process. And again, I don't celebrate death, but I do believe in this case, someone who engineered the deaths of so many people, so many Americans in particular, but otherwise the Brits and Australians and others in terms of the wars that have been generated through his particular view, ideology, and people looking up to him, I believe that his death was, in this case, a good thing, a positive thing, like President Obama said, you know, his being dead, his being gone, it is good. It's better for the world. I think we all would agree with that.
All right, Dr. Braccio, before I let you go, I wonder if this will be a situation now where we may tend to drop our guard a little bit.
Well, I don't think so, Tony. I think, if anything, the guard will be up. I believe when something like this happens, you figure that the forces that support the person are going to try to do something to come back. I hope I'm wrong, but I would tend to be more on guard and ready for the unexpected, because that's how they function to this point. They've been kind of the unexpected, kind of old Marshall Giap's, you know, from Vietnam, the idea of catching people at their weakest, if you will, and just trying a big surprise. So we really don't know, but I would say we're best to be on guard, expect something. But for now, this is a time to celebrate, to heal, to pull together. And everybody's an American today. Everybody is unified on this. And I think we as a society, as a family, as a team, as a tribe, we all need days where we all come together, and this is one of those days.
Dr. John Braccio, so thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Tony.